Hello everybody, talking to you again from the Gaza Strip. After the ceasefire, confused feelings. Everyone here is preparing themselves to go back to their houses, and the ceasefire is still standing. We feel that we are happy for returning to Gaza and North, but in the same time, it's very deep sadness for this terrible months for the people who has gone, for the houses that were destroyed. But in all cases, just returning to the land is something makes you relatively happy. So, 3 days ago, I received a video from my neighborhood showing my house, the family house, fully destroyed. This is something that leaves a very big wound in me, and it's just not easy to know that everything you have is under rubble. It's house is not just those things inside the house, it's the memories, it's the times you spent there. I remember when my father took his pension and started to prepare for building a house for us. And I was in the second year of the civil engineering department, and he asked me to prepare the design, the constructional or the structural design, and I said to him, I'm still a student. It was so I just made some draft thing, and then a professional engineer completed the task. So all of this is now nothing, is just trouble. The memories, the times we spent there, the happiness, the sadness, the weddings of my sisters and brothers, the births of our children, year by year. It's very, very terrible to think in that. But I think we have the feeling that we will rebuild. We will reinstate the life there in spite of everything. Life has started to get better. Prices are now getting down. People started to have the ability to buy things that they were not able to buy. Children in the street are happily buying chocolates. For half an year they cannot access these things, and even if it is available in the market, they cannot afford to buy it because it's too expensive. Now people are feeling that they can relatively return to their normal life. I can see people from all locations in the southern areas in the Gaza Strip unloading the lorries and the vehicles and the carts by their belongings, and making queues from yesterday, making queues on Salah Din and the Rashid streets for getting having the security check, and then entering the Gaza city and the north. They all know that most of their houses are destroyed, but just they believe that building or putting the tent on the rubble of their houses is much better than putting the tent in in another land, in another cities, and in other cities and other places, they believe that even on the rubble of their houses, they can continue life in a better way. My family is still in Cairo, and I'm not sure if I have made, or we as a family reached a certain decision regarding the next step, but I think it's not easy to say that it's okay, come back and let's live on inside this destruction, and you know, there is no infrastructure, no roads, no houses, no schools, no even the clean water and the basic humanitarian needs are still not available. So I think for at least 5 years, life will not be easy to be lived just simply like we were living before 7th of October. I used to give my family a certain good level of life and well-being. They used to be in private schools and to have everything available, and many of the people around me are like this. So it's not just for me. It's I can live in any situation and adapt, but it's the problem. The problem is the children. It's not easy to just sit and watch your children having this shock, the difference, the very severe drop in lifestyle and life level. So I'm one of those who are, I consider myself lucky having opportunities, academic opportunities in Canada and in Germany, and because I'm originally a researcher and I have contract with research organizations, and I'm invited for spending at least 2 to 3 years on certain researches in civil engineering, sustainability of construction materials, and these topics. And so I may have this opportunity and catch it so that I can avail a better style of life or level of life to my family until things get better in the Gaza Strip. And another very important thing is that it's also, I believe that supporting the people, supporting the country, and assisting in rebuilding the Gaza Strip from outside for me is much easier and more effective than just being inside and in the country, because I'm a person who is the thing that I can do is my writings, my philosophy, my thinking, my expressing my points of view, my understanding of what happened and the lessons learned from what happened, from what extremism could lead us to. And I think writing about these things is something forbidden here, especially that the people who caused all of this chaos could be if not in the government, they could be around the government, and just they can hurt anyone who speaks about them and about the situation and gives guidelines for people on how they could live a different way of life, how they can orient their thinking and objectives towards building a human, building their children, educating them, not just thinking in this violence and chaos and attacking others and etc. So writing about this, expressing the ideas, and trying to change mentalities is my task, and I think this is what I can do and what I will do, which is not the case. It's not easy to practice this or to just make this in the Gaza Strip under the extremist regime that led to all of this destruction and chaos. So at the end, thank you for your listening, and I hope, I think, and I believe that the days, the future of the Gaza Strip will be better. Because simply the people here deserve this after all of this agony and pain they went through during the 15 months. Thank you for listening. Thank you for prayers for the Gaza Strip and the innocent people here of the Gaza Strip. Thank you so much. Goodbye.